Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 16.
我们今天读经经文来自以弗所书第一章11到16节。
We'll read this passage together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用英文一起读，之后用广东话一起读。
Ephesians 1, verse 11. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
以弗所书第一章1至16节。 我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他， 就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候，常提到你们。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福听和读他的话的人。
Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message titled Truth, Hope, and Glory.
陈牧师今天会带给我们的信息是真理、盼望和荣耀。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, may we worship you in spirit and in truth today.
天父愿我们今天用真理和圣灵去向你去敬拜。
We know in this New Testament day and age that we worship you in all of our endeavors.
天父我们在这个新约的世代，我们去经营不同的事去敬拜你。
So it's not only this moment in corporate worship that we worship you.
所以不单止是我们集体的一起敬拜，好像现在这样。
Every thought, every word, every deed, all of our actions should be in line with you.
我们每一个思想，我们每一个说话，我们每一个行动都应该是去向你而行。
So help us all, Lord, to give you our best.
所以帮助我们，让我们给最好的你。
To be attentive to you now as we come and bow before your throne of grace.
让我们来到你施恩宝座面前下拜的时候，叫我们去专心。
We pray for the power of your Holy Spirit and the truth of your word to minister to our hearts.
你求你的圣灵去，和你真理的话语去向我们说话。
We know that enters our minds and goes into the core of our being.
不单止是进入我们的心，并且进入我们的中心里面。
And so we pray for your mighty work now.
所以我们求主你的大能去工作。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉基督耶稣宝贵的名而求，阿门。
Well, you know, we as Christians are called to challenge faulty ideas and thinking.
我们作为基督徒，我们是要接受挑战，去挑战那些错误的思想。
And one of the faulty premises that has been ingrained into our day and age is that truth is relative.
其中一个在我们现在这个世代，所以我们要面对的就是说，人们说真理是相对的。
G.K. Chesterton is a famous author who was also a Catholic apologist.
茨斯特頓呢個人係一個好出名嘅作者，並且一個天主教嘅裏邊嘅護教學嘅專家。
And I have a little clip from his writings on slide 2 that will give you the gist of what I'm talking about the challenging of faulty thinking.
在这个荧光幕上面你看到他有一段小小的说话给他看到他怎样去挑战这些错误的思想。
See, Chesterton writes to the skeptic.
他是向着这个怀疑论者去讲说话。
And the fact, he writes, quote, the fact that he doubts everything really gets in his way when he wants to denounce anything.
当你们要 去否定任何的东西的时候，这个怀疑论其实是阻止他们这样做。
Chesterton goes on, for all denunciation implies a moral doctrine of some kind.
他说你要否定任何的东西的时候，你都要有一个道德的标准，无论是怎样。
By rebelling against everything, he has lost his right to rebel against anything.
他说你要否定任何的东西，其实你已经去放弃了否定任何的东西的权利。
And then Chesterton, as he's addressing truth is relative, there is a thought that stops thought. That is the only thought that ought to be stopped.
他说有一种思想去阻止人家去思想，但这个就是唯一我们需要阻止的思想。
You see, if you're a Christian, you're called to challenge the faulty thinkings of our day and age.
我们是基督徒的时候，我们是要接受这个挑战，我们要去面对那些谬论，现在的谬论。
Are you doing that amongst your family, friends, neighbors, co-workers?
咁喺你嘅圈子里边，你系咪咁样做咧？无论系你嘅家人、你嘅朋友或者你嘅同事当中
，You know that faulty premise today is well, truth is relative. You know what I believe is true is good as long as I don't harm anyone.
佢哋都话真理系相对嘅，咁无论我信乜嘢，只要我信咧，呢个就系我要嘅嘢。
And if you want to believe that archaic stuff about Christianity, go ahead. You know, as long as you don't press it upon me.
他说你信基督教，你可以去继续信，但是你不要将这件事强加在我身上。
But you know what many are discovering today?
但你知不知道我们今天发现了什么呢?
That faulty understanding that there's no absolute truth in the world, it's not liberating. It's not freeing everyone.
就是说那个思想认为这个世界没有绝对真理的思想，其实不是真的使到人去自由。
That's come out, even in the circles of academia, and also on Main Street.
甚至乎在主流的思想里面，在学术界里面都是这样。
Because if you follow through with that type of thinking, in the end it means you can't object to anything.
因为如果你跟着这样的思想去进路的时候，其实去到最尾，其实你不能够去否定任何的东
西。You can't function in society like that. You can't say anything is wrong if you follow through with absolute truth is relative.
因为如果是这样的情况之下，这个社会不能够运作，因为你不能够有讲任何的东西是对或者是错。
And the idea that all truth is relative is so embedded in us now, you might not think you believe that, but it'sThese voices are attacking us left and right.
但是这些声音每一天都在我们周围向我们说话，甚至乎入到一些地方我们不是很怀疑的。
Yet what we've been told in the scriptures, in places like what you just read, Ephesians chapter 1, Paul's basically saying you can't live without truth.
但我们刚刚讲过的，看过的经文，保罗跟我们讲，其实你没有这个真理的时候，你不能够存活。
You see what Paul's saying? You can't do life without truth.
保罗说没有真理的时候，其实你不能够过一个生活。
And historical Christianity has always said that.
在过去的基督教的历史里面，他们经常是这样说。
The gospel is truth.
福音是这个真理。
The truth of Christianity is the gospel.
基督教的真理就是这个福音。
Do you know what the word gospel means?
福音这个字是什么意思呢?
The word gospel means announcement of something that has happened in history.
福音就是说去宣讲有一些事情在历史里面去发生了的事情。
You know, there's a lot in the Bible that tells us how we ought to live.
圣经里面讲到很多事情，就是说我们应该怎样去过活。
But what the Bible says about how you ought to live is based on what the Bible says about what has happened, what has happened in history.
但是圣经里面所讲我们怎样生活这些东西，就是完全是建基于在历史里面圣经说发生过什么事情。
Maybe you have friends or families or acquaintances that are into other religions.
可能你有朋友或者是家人是对他们去相信其他的宗教。
Every other religion besides Christianity says this, here's how God wants you to live. If you live this way, you're going to be okay, you're going to be saved.
所有其他的宗教都对你讲话，你应该这样去生活。如果你这样做的时候，你就好了。
Christianity doesn't start you out that way.
但基督教不是这样讲你听。
Here's what you must do in order to be saved. It doesn't say that.
基督教不是说你要这样做以致你可以去得救。
It begins, Christianity, by saying, here's what God has done in history to save you.
基督教一开始讲你听就是说神是这样做了，在历史里面这样做了去使你得救。
I hope you're grasping that.
我希望你捉到这一点。
The gospel is not good advice on what you should do.
圣经不是给一些好建议讲你听你应该要做什么。
The gospel is good news about what has been done.
圣经里面的好消息就是说有什么已经发生了。
Do you see the difference?
你看不看到那个分别呢？
You see, the historical happenings, the things that the Bible says has happened, has been done for you.
就是圣经在历史里面记载了有些发生的事是为你去发生的。
And those are the basis for anything else the Bible has to say about how you ought to live.
这些就是其他圣经所讲的事的根基。
And many here in a place like New York City and others have rejected Christianity because they rejected assuming...It's something that it's not.
在很多的其他的社会里面，他们去拒绝了基督教，但是他们拒绝的原因呢，就是，是完全是因为那些他不是那些。
That's why it's so important for you to tell others about that. It's so important.
所以你很需要去告诉人听，这个福音是什么。
It's the loving thing to do, to challenge the faulty understandings of very important matters in life.
你去挑战别人的错误的思想，其实是一个爱他们的举动。
You know, if you go out in Queens Boulevard, you talk to the average person, maybe at the subway entrance, many people in New York City would say, well, I can't believe in Christianity.
如果你出去大街小巷里面去跟人去讲说话的时候，他们说，哇，我不能够信去基督教。
And you ought to say politely, why not?
那你可以说，啊，为什么呢？
And in places like New York City, in Queens, the borough Queens, maybe elsewhere in New York City, very often you would say it's because what the Bible says about sex and gender is regressive.
咁可能呢啲人会答你，尤其是喺纽约里边，佢哋会答你话：，哦，圣经讲到性同埋性别呢啲嘢咧，佢哋讲得好落后。
And those things that it says about moral issues and ethics, you know, those ethics are above a bygone years, not for today.
同埋圣经讲嗰啲道德伦理嗰啲嘢咧，全部都系过时噶啦，唔系而家用得噶啦。
And as a Christian, you ought to respond and say something like this: If because you think what the Bible says about sex and gender is regressive, does that mean Jesus couldn't have been raised from the dead?
但系你应该点答佢咧？你应该同佢讲话，就算你去话基督教所圣经里边所讲到性同埋性别嘅嘢。是很落后，但是你不可以否定说耶稣基督没有复活过。
And that person might scratch their head and say that again? What did you say?
可能他就很费解，不知道你说什么了。
They might say, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about that. Jesus being raised from the dead.
他说我都不是说耶稣基督复活这件事。
And politely, you should respond saying, but you need to. You need to look at it.
但你要很礼貌跟他说你是需要去看这件事。
Because just because you don't like what the Bible says about living a certain way, it doesn't mean the Bible's untrue.
因为你不相信圣经里面讲到话你应该怎样去过活，并不代表话这个圣经是不是真的。
You can't go to what the Bible says about ethics and morality and say, I don't like that and reject Christianity.
你不可以说我只是因为圣经讲我不可以这样过生活而去否定了基督教。
Because the fact of the matter is this, If Jesus was not risen from the dead, you don't have to believe anything the Bible says about sex and gender or any other moral ethical issue.
因为个重点就是说，如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的时候，你不需要去相信圣经讲到任何关于道德伦理怎样过生活这些所有的事。
But if Jesus was risen from the dead, then you have to deal with everything the Bible says about how to live.
但是如果耶稣基督是从死里复活的时候，你就要面对圣经上里面讲到任何所有的事关于我们怎样去过生活。
As you'll see on slide 3, you don't go to what the Bible says about how to live to decide whether Christianity is right or wrong.
所以你不可以真的单单是凭着圣经讲到我们怎样过生活而去决定圣经对不对。
You got to tell your friends about that because you have to go in and see for yourself what the Bible says about Jesus. Who is he?
你要跟他说你要去到圣经里面去看看究竟圣经讲到耶稣基督是哪一个。
Maybe you have to challenge yourself. Check out the evidence that Jesus has risen from the dead.
或者挑战自己去看看这些证据，去讲到耶稣基督从死里复活的证据。
Can you honestly say, have you checked out the claims that Jesus has risen from the dead?
你有没有真的去考察一下讲到耶稣基督死里复活这个宣称是对不对？
Have you looked carefully at who Jesus is, what his character is?
你有没有真的看看耶稣基督是哪一个，他的个性是怎样的呢？
Have you made the time to think and ponder about that?
你有没有去花时间去想一下呢？
See, until you have looked carefully at that, you haven't checked Christianity out. You're fooling yourself.
如果你没有真的这样看的时候，你其实真的不知道基督教是什么，你是在骗自己。
You can't say with any thoughtfulness that you don't like the things the Bible says about how to live and just stop there.
你不可以就是没有小心去想一下究竟圣经讲到你怎样去过生活就这样停在那里。
You're not thinking properly. You're not looking at scripture properly.
你没有正当的去看这个圣经。
You're treating Christianity as if it's like just any other religion.
你去对待基督教就好像对待其他的宗教一样。
The fact is, it's not. It's not like any other religion. It's so apparent.
但是事实是基督教和其他的宗教不同。
You see, the gospel, the heart of Christianity is the gospel, right? It's not primarily advice on what you should do.
因为圣经，这个福音，它的基本就是说，不是讲你听你要去做什么。
It's primarily a gospel announcement of what God has done for you.
而是这个福音是宣讲神为你做了什么。
And you need to look and see the claims of what he has done.
你要看看他宣讲他为你做了什么。
Then you could really thoughtfully say, honestly say, I've really taken hold of what Christianity is.
然后你才可以确定这样讲你真的知道基督教是什么。
Because to be a Christian means truth.
因为作为一个基督徒就是真理。
You have to understand that. It means you believe the truth.
你去明白你即是代表你去真的相信这个真理。
It means you have heard, you hear the truth.
你已经听过这个真理。
And that truth is the gospel, good news, right?
这个就是圣经，这个福音，这个好消息。
That's what makes you a Christian.
这个就是使你成为一个基督徒。
Have you done that?
你有没有这样做呢?
If you've done that and embraced that and experienced that, there should be a change.
如果你真的有这样做的时候，你就会有一个真的改变。
And once you see the truth, part of that change is you have hope. Hope.
当你有这样看你 有这个真理的时候，其中一个改变就是你有这个盼望。
Because Paul clearly writes in one part of verse 12, he says, we who were the first to hope in Christ.
因为保罗在第十二节他说，我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人。
What do you hope in?
你盼望什么呢？
What does it mean, hope in Christ? You hope in what he has accomplished for you.
在基督里面有盼望是什么呢？就是说耶稣基督为你成就了的事情。
Verse 14 talks about our inheritance.Being guaranteed.
第十四节就是说我们 得到基業嘅憑據。
Christianity, the truths of Christianity gives you a hope that you need for living.
聖經裏面嘅真理，基督教裏面嘅真理，就俾你有一個盼望，就係一個點樣去過一個生活。
The word hope in the Bible means something much stronger than what the word hope means in English.
咁啊，盼望呢個字喺聖經裏面俾英文翻譯出嚟，呢個希望呢個字咧更加強。
As you see on slide 4, in English, the word hope means hope so.
咁英文裏面啊，講到呢個希望呢個字就話我希望係咁樣啦。
I'm not sure, but I hope it's true.
我唔係好肯定，但我希望呢個係真㗎啦。
But in the scriptures, when you read the word hope, it's something much stronger.
但喺聖經裏面呢個字同一個字眼係一個更加強嘅字眼。
The biblical definition of hope is a life-shaping certainty about your very future.
聖經裏面所講嘅盼望就係話一個對你將來一個確定，呢個確定咧能夠使到你生命有改變。
And boy, do we need that today, right? In this day and age where war is broken out.
在今天的社会战事去发生，我们真的需要有这件事。
And the fact that more people have died from COVID-19 than in World War II.
事实上也因为这个新冠病毒而死的人比起第二次世界大战所死的人更加多。
Human beings are unavoidably hope-based creatures. You need hope.
人是一个是需要有盼望的人。
And that means,How you live in the present is inevitably shaped by what you believe about your future.
所以你今天怎样去生活就是完全是建基于你去盼望将来是怎样。
You know that as a fellow human being, you can't avoid that.
你不可以避免这件事你都好知道。
You know, if you're convinced that your future will be brighter, that truth will help you now with your difficulties.
因为如果你相信你的将来是光明的时候你就能够去面对现在的困难。
You'll see that your present struggles pale when compared to the glorious things the future holds for you.
当你去对比将来所见到的那个荣耀的将来的时候对比于现在的挣扎困难其实是微不足道。
And that blessed hope will energize you to continue wrestling with the present dilemmas.The difficulties that you're facing.
这个盼望就能够帮助你去面对现在的困难，去挣扎。
And you're able to process the present differently with a bright view of your future hope.
因为你都可以藉着你将来那个光明的将来，能够让你去看到现在的困难是怎样的事情。
Take a moment to compare two people, two typical people.Let's say they live in New York City. They have two different worldviews.
我们去对比一下，现在是活在纽约里面有两个人有不同的世界观。
One person is a fully secular person, right? They say, I don't know if there's a God or not, but I have no belief in the afterlife.
一个人就说，我不相信有神，我不相信死后有生命，任何的东西。
That secular person continues and says, when you die, you rot. That's what I believe.
我相信呢人死了就是这样的就是腐烂的。
Right, don't tell me about this heaven hell stuff, it doesn't exist.
他说不要告诉我天堂地狱他们不存在的。
Not only that, the sun's going to burn out, right, and everything will go up in smoke.
到有一天所有东西都去消灭那就没了。
That's what the secular person will say, right?
这个呢就是很普遍的人熟悉的人就是这样想。
Compare that with a Christian, the other person.
相对于另一个基督徒
，And the Christian says, "I'm a Christian. I believe when I die, I'll go to be with God forever."
基督徒话：当我相信我死咗之后咧，我就会同神一齐啦。
And at the end of time, God will come down to earth, and He's going to put everything right here and defeat all evil.
然后到最后咧，神会嚟到呢个世界去战胜呢个邪恶，将所有嘅错嘅嘢都纠正过嚟。
Okay, you got that picture? You got two people.With two absolutely different views of their future that they believe in.
你看到两个人对于他们的将来的他们的将来有不同的看法相信不同的东西。
And what you believe about life, about hope now, affects you, right?
你相信将来是怎样其实是影响了你现在怎样生活。
Because The very fact is, you are a hope-based creature.
因为你是一个受造物，你是意有盼望。
You know, we all fail to think out the implications of that when we are living out our life in our busy schedules.
我哋喺好繁忙嘅日子去生活嘅时候，我哋唔会去谂到呢样嘢。
But those two different futures will affect how you live now. You must understand that.
呢两种唔同，对于将来有唔同嘅睇法，而家亦都影响紧你。
What you believe about your future will either slowly but surely brighten.And strengthen you for life now, or they will darken and weaken you to battle life now.
你点样相信将来嘅嘢系影响咗你而家点样谂？一系你就会更加有力、更加光明去过而家生活；一系就使到你更加黑暗、更加软弱。
Suppose you don't believe. Maybe you say you believe and you don't. Maybe deep down you don't believe in God.
可能你心里边、内心里边其实唔相信神。
And if death ends all, what is your life about then?
咁如果系咁样做，最后你嘅生命系点样嘅咧
？How must you conduct yourself in your everyday living now?
你而家点样应该点样去过你嘅生活咧
？You know what the average person says? I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. Don't remind me.
有啲人佢话我而家唔想谂呢样嘢，你唔好提醒我啦。
And the answer for those who believe this life is all there is.Unpalatable, unpleasant.
咁对于佢哋嘅答案，可以俾到佢哋嘅答案，其实系唔系一个咁美愉快嘅事。
And so normally, you know what happens? They change the subject.
咁通常系点样咧？佢就改变话题啦。
Because most will not face, they will not face it. They will ignore it.
好多人佢哋唔想去面对，佢哋就去否定。
And by ignoring it, they're basically saying by default, there's no meaning, no meaning for life.I just go on. Life has no meaning.
他们逃避的时候，他们就说生命呢其实没意义的。
And if we're here by accident, and if afterwards there's neither good or bad that happens to me, I can live any way I want.
那如果到最后都没什么分别的时候，那我现在怎样过生活都没关系了。
There's no meaning. No meaning in life.
生命是没意义。
That means there's no right or wrong.
没对与错。
Now, most people will not think out the implications of that.
很多人呢没想到这件事所引申出来的问题。
And thankfully, they actually live as if people with values, and that they live as if life has meaning.
但是幸好呢他们过的生活其实他们好像过得好像有一个意义在里面。
Even though they think it might not, they continue to live on because they have to, right? They have to live on and...Even though they don't think there's a right and a wrong.
纵使他们以为没有一个对与错，但是他们过一个生活好像有一个对错的价值在里面。
And gratefully, they do because you got to live for something, right?
感恩的就是说他们是会这样做，因为他们是为某些东西而活。
You got to die for something, right?
你都为一些东西而死。
All of that is not true if you don't believe that there's no absolute truth.
如果你不相信有一个绝对的真理的时候，你不知道怎样生活。
And then when you get to be my age, you get older, eventually you realize that.
当你一路成长，年长的时候，你就知道。
And what you believe about the future will either sweeten your life or will sour it.
你相信将来是怎样的时候，就一是就使到你的生活更加甜，或者是更加酸。
What you believe your future glory is will brighten your life or will darken it.
你对于将来怎样看，可以一是就使到你现在生活更加光明，或者更加黑暗。
What you believe about your future will make you more and more possible to be poised, resilient.
当你去相信将来有盼望的时候，你现在就更加能够有力。
Or it'll make it impossible for you. You'll sink. You won't be able to handle the difficulties that life brings you.
反之你会更加困难去面对现在的困难问题。
And as you'll see on slide 5, Christians have a hope. And what is that hope? It's glory, it's your future glory.
基督徒有一个盼望，这个盼望是什么呢？就是将来的荣耀。
Do you know the glory of what it means to be God's treasured possession as Paul spells it out for you here in Ephesians chapter 1?
喺以弗所书第一章保罗所讲到嘅啊，我哋神系神嘅宝贵嘅基业，呢个系咩意思
？You know, we just read verses 11 and 16. Did you see that? Did you see that in the text? You're God's treasured possession if you're a believer.
佢话如果你系信徒嘅时候，你就系神珍贵嘅财产。
And this word that'stranslated a phrase treasured possession, this word that you are God's possession goes along with another statement that we didn't print up there. It's in verse 18 of chapter 1.
咁呢个财产呢个字同喺第十八节我哋冇呢度冇睇到嘅另一个字系相同。
What's linked with God's treasured possession is verse 18, God's inheritance.
佢话你系神嘅基业。
Okay, possession.Inheritance.
財產和基業。
Do you know what that means?
有什麼意思呢?
What is your inheritance? What does that mean?
你的基業是什麼呢?
Net worth, right? Bulk of your wealth.
就是說你是你的價值是什麼?
It's your most treasured possession.
你是你最寶貴的財產。
God says, you believer.Are my inheritance, my treasured possession.
神对你讲话，你我嘅信徒或者我嘅儿女，你系我嘅最宝贵嘅财产。
What do you grab out of your? You know, we don't want to think about it. We don't want to wish this upon anyone. But what do you grab when there's a fire? There's a fire in your home. What do you grab?
当你屋企有一个火灾嘅时候，你首先会攞啲乜嘢咧？
Right, the building's going up in smoke.There are flames shooting out. What do you grab when you leave?
你嘅屋企啊，着晒火出晒烟啦，你首先要攞啲乜嘢走咧
？Suppose everybody else is out. You're only there. What do you grab?
其他人都走晒啦，剩翻你一个喺屋里边烧紧啦。咁你要攞啲乜嘢走咧
？Well, maybe some of us might grab our laptop or a smartphone because maybe we've got our insurance information in there.
有啲人可能話我要攞我嘅手提電腦或者我嘅電話，因為我嗰啲現所嘅資料喺曬入邊。
Right, because again, you got to get out for your life, but then you can rebuild.
咁你攞咗呢啲嘢咧，你就可以將來係再次重建啦。
Or maybe you have some valuable piece of jewelry, right? Your grandma gave you, and you take that because that'll pay for a lot of things that you lose.
咁可能有啲由你祖母流傳落嚟嘅首飾嚇，你要首先要攞走佢先。
You get something valuable, right? To get out.
你攞一啲宝贵嘅嘢去走。
God owns the universe.
神拥有呢个宇宙。
That means the stars, the galaxies, the planets, everything you see and beyond. He owns it.
你见到所有嘅嘢，无论系星星、系银河、系或者系其他宇宙上面任何嘅嘢，神都去拥有佢。
Think about that.He owns that, and then he says in verse 18, This is my inheritance, you the believer. This is my inheritance.
你要想想神拥有这些所有的一切，但是他对基督徒说，你是我的产业。
You know what that means? That means when God looks at the believer, he thinks he's wealthy. He's wealthy.
就是说神去看基督徒的时候，他说他们是有价值，很宝贵的。
Isn't that amazing? He looks at you with all your sinful weaknesses, right? He looks at you and the believer, and he says, "I value you."
神睇到我哋系呢啲罪人，但系神话我哋系宝贵嘅。
And not only does he say he values you amongst everything else in the universe.
唔单止系咁样，神话你比其他嘢更加宝贵。
I have verse 18 up there on slide 6. It says there in the New Living Translation, I pray, this is Paul speaking to believers, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those who he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance.
保罗在这里祈祷，他说并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
This is not some new doctrine. This has been part of Christianity since the beginning.
呢啲唔係一啲新嘅事物，呢啲就係基督教一早開始嘅時候就已經咁樣講。
You know, way back in societies before even the term self-esteem was known.
早時早喺舊時嘅世代嚇，呢、这個啊、所謂嘅自尊呢個字眼未出現之前
，self-image may be described as the way we think about ourselves, right?
自我形象就係話我哋點樣去諗我哋自己。
Self-esteem.Is the way we feel about ourselves.
而自尊就係話我哋覺得自己係點樣。
You know, as a fellow human being, our thoughts influence our feelings.
我哋知道我哋嘅思想其實影響緊我哋嘅感受。
Therefore, it stands to reason that if we are thinking negatively about who we are, we will also feel negatively about ourselves.
所以如果我哋係對於我哋自己有一個負面嘅感受嘅時候，就係對我哋自己有個負面嘅形象。
Now you and I living in today's world, right? We know everyone talks about self-esteem all the time.
我哋知道喺而家嘅世代，會喺呢個時代有啲人去講任何嘅嘢咧，關於我自己。
So how do we help people with low self-esteem? What we call low self-esteem in society?
咁我哋對於呢啲社會上邊對於自己有個對於嘅自尊係一個。
Well, if you're female, you probably have glanced through the women's magazines, right?
咁如果你係女性嘅時候，可能你去睇一啲啊女性嘅雜誌。
Or maybe you've seen a popular book at Barnes & Noble you picked up.
咁可能你喺書店裏邊去揾到一本好受歡迎嘅書。
And usually there's tons and tons of advice, and I'll just give it to you in summary form.
通常入邊咧好多建議去俾人哋。
Right, the so-called worldly experts say, think of your talents.
他说你有你的天赋
Lose some weight
去减肥
Set some goals and reach them
去为自己去建立一些目标然后去达到它
But make sure they're not too high because you want reachable goals
要肯定这些目标不要太高因为你要去能够使自己能够达到的
The world of wisdom says spend more time doing what you really enjoy
这个世界智慧讲你听话，你要花多啲时间去做一啲你享受嘅嘢。
Spend more time with people who actually appreciate you。
去花时间同嗰啲人，嗰啲人系中意同你一齐嘅。
Pat yourself on the back。
去鼓励下自己。
Now who can argue with that kind of advice？
咁佢哋就俾呢啲嘅智慧。
But、compare that. Compare that, please, with Ephesians chapter 1.
但你用以弗所书第一章去同呢啲嘢去比较啊。
You are God's inheritance。
佢话你系神嘅基业。
Think about that。
去思想一下。
Compare that with what the world says。
去对比啊，同呢个世界所讲嘅嘢。
The world will be like a dewdrop. What God says be like the ocean full of water。
呢个世界讲嘅嘢，相对于神所讲嘅嘢，其实佢哋系真系微不足道。
Here's something a little bit better to say to yourself, right?
呢度所讲嘅系对你自己所讲更加好。
Just like Paul, he says, "I am the special treasure of the living God."
如保罗所讲，我哋就系神呢个特别嘅基业。
Paul spells out when the God of the universe looks at me, his heart wells up, and he feels wealthy and rich.
他说当神是这样看我的时候我觉得我是很富有我是富足的。
The great God of the universe is willing to use all of his omnipotent power to rescue me no matter what the cost is to him.
这个宇宙的主宰用他的大能无论他要付出什么代价他来到去拯救我。
And if you're a Christian and you don't start taking that truth and get it deep down into you, into this core of your being, you're going to be like everyone else in the world.
如果你作为基督徒冇将呢个真理去摆喺你嘅心里边嘅时候，其实你同世界上任何嘅人冇分别。
You'll be living as there's no difference。
你过一个生活同其他人冇分别。
But if you get that deep down into you, wow, you'll see some changes in your life。
如果你将呢个真理系摆喺你嘅心里边嘅时候，你就会睇到生命嘅改变。
Because everyone else around you, you know what they're doing? They're scrounging for compliments. They're scrounging for pats on the back.
其他人做乜嘢咧？其他人只系去揾别人嘅认同，去点样去鼓励佢
？Because one of the things we human beings are desperate for is affirmation。
因为我哋人想要得到嘅就系话人哋嘅肯定。
We long for that. We long for acclaim. We long for approval.
我哋渴望人哋嘅称赞，人哋嘅认同。
And we're always nervous. We're always upset when we don't get it.
如果我哋得唔到嘅时候咧，我哋就会好紧张，好唔开心。
But you don't have to live that way anymore.
但你唔再需要咁样去过生活。
If you understand what Ephesians 1 is telling you.
如果你知道以弗所书第一章讲你听嘅系乜嘢。
Of course, there's so much more here.In Ephesians 11:14 about future glory for the believer.
咁但系第十四节冇错，有仲有讲到好多对于信徒将来嘅荣耀系啲乜嘢。
And of course, I don't have enough time to point them out to you.
咁我冇时间去逐一讲出嚟。
But let me tell you this about verses 11 to 14.
等我讲下第十一节到第十四节。
That tells us that God has allotted people His own portion. That's what it says.
神呢就已经去将一啲人分别出嚟俾佢自己。
And he continues on and says he marks them with a seal.
佢俾佢哋有一个印记。
That means, you know, like a seal, like in the old days with a wax seal, you know, the king would place on a document.
好似以前啊，啲王咧将写封信嘅时候咧，有一个蜡嘅印记喺入边。
That means it's from the king, right?
即系表示呢个系由呢个王而嚟嘅。
It's his word. He says he owns them.
因为佢嘅话语，佢话佢去拥有佢哋。
He protects them.
佢保护佢哋。
These people, believers, are his. He puts a seal, his seal on them.
呢啲信徒系属于佢嘅，神将呢个印记印喺佢哋嗰度。
And if you're familiar with Ephesians chapter 1, what is that seal?
咁呢个印记系乜嘢咧？
We're told it's the promised Holy Spirit.
呢个就系神应许嘅圣灵。
God seals us with.The indwelling Holy Spirit.
神用这个内住的圣灵去使我们成为有这个印记。
You see, he puts his mark of ownership on us. We're his. He protects us.
他给这个印记我们去表示我们是属于他的，他保护我们。
And he marks us out in a broken world by giving us his Holy Spirit.
在这个破落的世界，神将这个圣灵去给我们，是作为我们的印记。
And that same Holy Spirit is also the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
同时间这个圣灵也是所讲的基业的凭据。
That's a down payment, right? Until the redemption of those who are God's possession. He's proven that. He's given you already the down payment.
这个就是将来完全得赎的一个首期，要先付了。
You see what Christ's triumph on the cross has secured for you now? You have the down payment already.
耶稣基督在十字架上面成就的救恩就是给我们现在有这个首期。
Yes, the cross has secured for you not only the forgiveness of sins, as wonderful and climactic as that is.
不单止在十字架上面的救赎去神去赦免了我们的罪。
You have the guarantee of a bright future, the new heavens.And a new earth.
而是确定了将来新天新地的时候，你一个有光明的将来。
You have the guarantee of a resurrected body where there's no more sin, no more aches and pains.
并且一个确定了将来的新天新地无眼泪无伤痛。
Because the truth is, according to the scriptures, you'll be raised from the dead as Jesus was.
根据圣经，你将来并且系会系从死里去复活，系同耶稣一齐。
And a whole renovated new heavens and new earth will come to fruition.
而呢个新天新地会将来会完全系成就嚟到。
That's why Christians cry out to the Lord in every generation, "Come, Lord Jesus, come!"
所以过去每一代嘅基督徒都向神去呼喊话：主，你快啲翻嚟。
And when He comes to judge, He will usher in fully.The glorious new heavens and new earth.
当你的审判来到的时候，神就会带我们去到这个新天新地里面。
You have the down payment. The down payment is yours already. The Holy Spirit is proof.
这个圣灵就是证明了我们已经有这个基业，我们有这个凭据。
That's the first part, the first step of this great inheritance that you have.
这就是你有的这个最大的产业的第一步。
You know, when you buy a condominium, a house with a mortgage, somebody says, "Oh, you're a homeowner now."
当你去买一间屋或一个单位嘅时候，你可能要供楼，但系人哋会话啊，你而家系屋主啦，业主啦。
And when you say, yes, I am, in a sense, you're right.
你说是啱的，在某程度上是啱的。
Right, you know that the bank's involved, and maybe you know, because it's only been a few months, you might own the front door and some rusty pipes, but that's about it.
但是因为你跟银行借钱，你可能只不过真的拥有几块砖。
Because it's the bank who you got to pay, right?
但是因为你还要去向银行去还钱。
You're paying them back because they paid for the house.
因为银行为你去付了这个款，所以你要去跟银行还钱。
But on the other hand, it's yours legally.
但是在法律上是属于你的。
If the payments are made on time,
如果你是能够及时去还款的时候，
then the house, the condominium, eventually becomes yours.
由这个屋呢至终呢是属于你的。
But Christ has paid in full already for the believer's redemption, restoration, renewal.
但耶稣基督为着信徒他们的救赎他们的更新已经完全去付上这个代价。
And he's paid dearly with his very own life.
是用他自己的生命去付这个代价。
And he's given you, believer,The Holy Spirit is a down payment now. You have a seal. He has his seal on you.
并且将这个圣灵作为一个印记去给了你，好像一个首期一样。
And then one day, the consummation, the fullness of redemption will arrive.
然后有一天，这个完全的救赎会来到。
And then there'll be no doubt in anyone's mind anymore or ever again.
然后我们不再去怀疑任何东西。
Because you're secured by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ.
因为你已经是藉着耶稣基督羔羊的宝血是稳妥。
Jesus Christ, God the Son, those who believe in him and his work of renewal, restoration of all things will be, you will be his.
你相信耶稣基督他的救赎的工作，并且是将来会去使你去更新去修复，你是属于他的。
And you will be with him forever in the new heavens and the new earth.
并且永远地跟他一起在新天新地的里面。
This is why Christians can't help but praise him for his glory now.
所以我们现在要去为他的荣耀去赞美他。
But if you're not praising him now with your life, something's there's a disconnect there. You don't quite.Understand what he's done.
如果你今天没有为了这样去赞美他的时候，你就不真的明白他为你所做的是什么。
And all of us, in one way or another, underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们都去低估了圣灵的能力。
And we underestimate the change that can happen in our very lives.
我们都低估了我们生命里面能够有那个改变。
You know, of course, again, I know people have had dramatic conversion experiences, but most of us don't really have dramatic conversion experiences.
我们很多人都没有一个很剧烈的改变的经历。
But everybody who's been a Christian for long knows that what comes into your life is going to change you.
但我们知道作为基督徒，有什么来到你的生命的时候都会改变你。
You will think things you've never thought before.
你会想啲嘢，可能你以前冇谂过嘅。
You will feel things you never felt before.
你会感受一啲嘢，你以前冇感受过嘅。
You will have a whole new identity.
你会有一个新嘅身份。
And anybody who comes into Christianity always expects some kind of change.
咁任何嘅人系嚟到相信基督教嘅时候，都会预期，都要预期有啲改变。
But none of us has any idea of how great those changes can be.
但我们没人会想到这些改变有多大。
Nobody has any idea that the future glory is coming in now as a down payment, a first installment that you have already.
没人会想到这个圣灵来到给我们好像一个首期一样。
And if you've become a Christian, you have to anticipate that you will not be able to grasp how quickly, how sweepingly this change actually is.
你作为基督徒，你要去想想这个，你不会想到这个改变是有多大。
C.S. Lewis, in his Mere Christianity, says this. You know, most people, when they invite God into their lives, expect a few changes.
路易斯在他的书《纯粹基督教》里面，他说很多人去邀请神到他们的生命里面，他们会预期有些改变。
Lewis says, what actually happens is it's like somebody who has a little cottage.
他的改变就好像有些人好像有间屋仔一样。
Yeah, he's British, right? Cottage, right? So you ask somebody to come and sort of clean out the gutters, and they start to knock down walls.
咁你叫啲人嚟间屋仔去，可能去清理一啲渠，咁但系佢哋开始咧就系好似去有个完全嘅装修吓，拆晒啲墙咁样。
You see what Lewis is saying? God is not just here to make a few fine tunes to your cottage.
路易斯所讲嘅就系话神嚟到唔系只系去帮你修补少少嘢，好似整一间屋咁样。
He's coming into your life to turn your cottage into a castle.
他来到你的生命是将你的屋仔变成一个城堡。
He's going to make you into something infinitely greater and more wonderful than you can ever imagine.
他来到是使你变到一个你不能够想象更加伟大更加美好。
Even before you ask him in.
甚至乎是你未邀请他去到你那里之前。
That's because the thing that's coming in is not just the Holy Spirit in some kind of general inspirational sense.
因为来到你那里那个圣灵不是只是有一些给你有一些启发一个这样的想法。
It's God's future glory coming down in a not yet already dimension.
有阵将来的荣耀现在来到但是就未完全来到的一个状态。
Don't underestimate the newness of what it will bring to your life.
不要低估了这个能够来到你生命里面这个更新的程度。
Don't underestimate the power it's going to bring before you.
不要低估了神会给你那个能力是怎样。
You know, a lot of us have a lot wrong with us, right?
我们很多人都经历过别人对我们的不好的事。
And over the years, we kind of give up. Say, what's the use, right? We're not going to change.
过了一些日子你就开始去放弃了，他说你自己说这些东西都不会改变了，我们这么努力做什么。
That's when you should remind yourself and look again at the passages where Peter and Paul appear in the Bible.
你就需要看看彼得和保罗他们被召他们的改变。
Impetuous Peter, he doesn't really think much. He's soft in courage, soft in faith.
彼得他自己一个很冲动的人，并且是不太多的信心。
Read his story in his letters and in Acts. Read his story. Look what God did with him.
去睇下圣经里边所讲神为咗彼得去做过嘅嘢，做咗啲乜嘢。
Paul was at the other extreme. He's too hard. He was too hard of a person, right?
反之，保罗系一个好刚硬嘅。
He was some kind of zealot, even persecuting Christians prior to his conversion, right?
佢喺当时去逼迫基督教，好热心嘅逼迫佢哋。
Just look at them.As examples in the scriptures.
你看看圣经里面讲到他们的例子。
They were very unlikely candidates to come to faith and be changed by Jesus.
他们其实在一般人来讲，他们不会是来到相信并且是得到改变。
Yet God turned them into world changers, history changers.
但神使到他们成为能够改变这个世界的人。
And he can do that for you.
神也都可以为你这样做。
Because there's no guilt, fear, or bad habit he can't change by the power of his Holy Spirit.
因为藉着圣灵的能力，神是没有东西不能够改变的。
God in the person of the Holy Spirit can overcome any obstacle to your spiritual growth.
藉着神的大能，神能够去使到你去跨过任何能够阻碍你圣灵属灵生命的改变。
You must see that.
你一定要这样看到。
Finally, what is God saying to us when he gives us his Holy Spirit and calls him a guarantee, right? A down payment. This is on slide 7. What's God saying there?
当神说这个圣灵是给我们得到基业的一个确据，神究竟讲的是什么呢？
Well, as you can see on the slide, he's basically saying this, my great desire for those who believe in me is that you feel secure. Secure in my love.
神就是说，对于那些相信我的人，我最大的期望就是说，他们能够感受到在我里面的安全感。
And this is what Paul says, right? In Ephesians, I've chosen you before the foundation of the world, says God.
神说，在这个世界的根基被建立以先，我已经拣选了你。
I've predestined you to be my children forever.
我已经去选定了你成为我的儿女。
I've redeemed you by the blood of my son Jesus.
我藉着我儿子的宝血去救赎了你。
And I've put my very Holy Spirit in you as a seal and a guarantee.
并且我将这个圣灵放在你那里，作为你将来得到基业的一个印记。
And therefore you will receive the inheritance and praise, the glory of my grace forever and ever.
所以你是确定会得到我的恩典是永远的。
And God says, I tell you this in Ephesians chapter 1 because I want you to feel secure in my love and my power.
神这样说是因为神想你在祂里面，在祂的爱里面，祂的能力里面，去是觉得是稳妥安全。
I don't promise you an easy life.
我并没有应许你一个容易的生命。
In fact, Acts 14:22 says, there'll be many tribulations to enter my kingdom.
反之好像在使徒行传14:22，他说我们进入神的国必经历许多艰难。
I don't promise always to speak in soft tones of approval.
我不应许说我经常会去很温柔的去给你有些确据肯定。
But to warn you in love, whenever you begin to seek security in anything else besides me.
但假如你在我以外其他的地方去找安全感的时候，我就会去警告你。
Your inheritance is sure because I am passionately committed to magnify the glory of my grace in your salvation.
你的基业是确定了，因为我是委身的，要使到你在你的荣救恩里面，我会得到最大的荣耀。
I hope you see the value. The value of that deposit guaranteeing our inheritance, it's worth anything else in this life.
我希望你看到这个我们所肯定得到的基业，是比起我们现在生命任何的东西更加宝贵。
In fact, I think it's accurate to say there's nothing you shouldn't be willing to give up in order to get this.
并且我可以说话，你应该随时准备好可以放弃任何的东西，以致你能够得到这个基业。
This kind of hope, power, glory, this kind of future is worth more than any other treasure.
这种最将来的盼望，将来的荣耀，是比起其他的东西更加宝贵。
And if there's really a God who's the source of all beauty and joy and will set you free from the bondage of sin, why won't you want to know him?
如果有一个神是比起其他的东西更加宝贵的时候，为什么你不去 想去认识他呢？
If there's even a chance that all of that is available through Jesus Christ, you should be willing to lose anything in order to get it.
并且你应该能够随时去放弃其他的东西，以致能够得到最宝贵的耶稣基督。
But people just say, oh, well, you know, it's interesting. But you know, it might hurt my career. If I follow Jesus, it might hurt my career.
但有些人说，啊，很有趣哦，但是这些东西不可以跟我的事业去相比。
Or another person might say this, which is very common. I won't be able to enjoy the things in life that Christians, that you guys say, isn't God glorifying.
另外一些人就说，如果我要相信基督教的时候，我就不可以享受生命上面其他的东西了。
Because I want to live my life the way I want to.
他说因为我想过我自己想过的生活。
And if you say that, you will never meet the absolute one. Never.
如果你这样说的时候，你就不能够真的去见到那位独一的真神。
Because you've absolutized something else before him.
因为你在他以外，你找到其他的东西。
You will never meet the Supreme One unless you give him the supremacy of everything.
如果你不是使到他是成为你最高的时候，你不能够去见到这位最高的神。
Because God says he's the Lord. We're not the Lord. He's the King.
因为神说他才是那个主，我们不是主，他是那个王。
When you follow him, it's all or nothing. All or nothing.
当你跟随他的时候，一是你就全完完全的人去跟随他，一是就你不跟随，不是跟随他。
Father, we thank you for the fact that we are your guarantee and inheritance.
天父，我们感谢你，因为我们是你确据的基业。
We are your treasure. You value us. You feel wealthy when you look upon the believer.
当你看你的信徒的时候，他们是你的宝贵的产业。
And may that truth enrich our lives now as we ponder our future glory.
当我们去思想我们将来的荣耀的时候，求主你将这个真理是入到我们的心里。
May it rightly order our lives today as we think about that.
帮助我们是将我们的生命放得有次序。
Certainly there are a lot of pressing needs and concerns around the globe today.
今天在世界上面有很多的使人去担心担忧关心的事情。
Even in our very homes, there might be someone ailing.
甚至乎可能我们家里面有病的人。
Some great concern about life.
有生命上面有所关心到的大的事情。
Oh Lord,They will realize that this future glory, this truth will help us now.
这个让我们看到这个将来的荣耀现在能够帮助我们。
And our response to that, as we trust and obey you, would bring you honor and glory.
而当我们去信靠顺服你的时候，就能够将荣耀带给你。
Give us the strength and the courage and the faith to challenge the faulty premises in our world.
帮助我们，给我们这个信心和勇气去挑战这个世界的一个错误的谬论。
We have opportunity to meet people who think that truth is relative.
我们其实有很多机会可以去跟那些人去沟通，他们以为真理是相对的。
May we do our part to love them and challenge their faulty thinking.
主你帮助我们，我们去爱他们，我们也要挑战他们错误的思想。
And may they come too to know Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
并且愿意他们能够来到相信耶稣基督。
We pray all of that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉基督耶稣的名义求，阿门。